Blog Talk Radio.
Wrestling It Factor for June 27th, 2013. Yeah, it's your homie Wayne Benitez Jared up on here. Yeah, we got a guest for y'all up on here. He's starstruck pop star TJ Sykes. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Yeah, welcome to the Wrestling It Factor.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And how was it working with guys in the wrestling business that got you who were the main guys that had your interest in joining the business?
It's classically, like everyone says, like Shawn Michaels. Like for me, Shawn Michaels, Ricky Steamboat. Love watching guys. Like closely on the independent circuit, I watched a lot of CM Punk when he was on the Indies and IWA, Mid South, guys like that generally.
That's what's up. And who were your trainers in the business?
What was that?
Who were your who were the guys that trained you?
That trained me. Robbie Page. He's based out of West Virginia. He's traveled a lot of different places. Wrestled a lot of big names, including people like Sanjay Dutt. He's wrestled people like the Patriot, He's done quite a bit. Another one, however, one, originally before Robbie, I started training with Tatanka at Cubby Pro when he was one of the head trainers over there.
That's what's
and Cubby Pro is also based out of Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. Like, there's been a lot of guys that have had a hand in training me, though, a little bit here, a little bit there. Wherever I went, like, I would just try to get in the ring, whoever was willing to teach me and taught me. So there's quite a few, but the main guy is Tatanka and Robbie Page.
That's what's up. And you've been working for a lot of indie companies, and one of them was RCW. How was it like working at RCW?
To tell you the truth, at first it was like really intimidating. I'm in a locker room with all these guys who've been around the world, who's traveled, been there, done that type of guys, people like Black G's, people like Ruckus, Robbie Marino, have guys like Jay Briscoe, who's Ring of Honor World Champion right now. One of my personal favorites, Adam Cole, who's pretty much one of the guys I look up to on the independent circuit as of late, and former Ring of Honor television champion. Each time I walk into that locker room, it's just like, it was very surreal, because it just felt like this little fish in a big pond type thing.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people wish it was still running since they've been taken over from, you know, with other Ring of Honor commitments.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like in this business, it's like you can never say never. Like RCW, honestly, one day I hope to return, like, and still see the same people I saw before, but by that time, hopefully, I can be on the same level as they are by that time. But you can never say never. RCW may be around sooner than you think.
Right. And how long were you started in the biz? Was it 4 years you've been in the business?
It's getting close to 4 years. It'll be 4 years, this September, actually. September 12th of this year.
Yeah, you actually was 17 when you started the training.
I was 16 originally in the place that I used to train with, like, I was actually in the pro. It was, I didn't know at the time, but I was in the, it was in the process of like that company kind of shutting down, so I didn't fully get my training there. I only was training there for maybe like 2 months before it shut down. So I had to wait a little bit longer. Then like when I hit 17, like a new company came around and like I started training with them and a little bit. Then that's how I got introduced to other people who fully trained me, like Tatanka and Robbie Page.
And also, you've been working with UCW.
Oh, yeah. I was working with UCW for a while. I haven't been there in probably over a year now, because their date that they came back. They took a little bit of a hiatus, a lot of people know. They came back, believe, April or May. No, came back in May. I had a prior engagement the day that they came back, another booking, so I wasn't able to make it back for their return show. But I was working with UCW pretty much from the beginning of my career, so about 3 years or so.
Excellent. And are there also other places you've been working with also in the Northeast?
A lot. More currently, Ground Zero Wrestling, that's based out of Richmond, Virginia, just started at Elite Pro Wrestling, which is pretty much out of Keyser, West Virginia, with SWA, Summit Wrestling Association. There's a couple companies that I'm working for as of late. the main companies, I'd probably say GXW, SWA, starting, hopefully, Elite Pro. They're a pretty good company. And may make a return to UCW if given the chance.
All right. And what came about for you to with the mic to do the Michael Jackson gimmick?
The Michael Jackson gimmick, honestly, I in the beginning of my career, I really didn't have that much didn't have a gimmick. It was just by chance, since like he passed. I'm like, since he was one of my idols. Love his music. Huge fan. I thought it would be something different. I haven't seen it on Independent Circuit. I'm like, oh, I'll give this a shot, see how people like it. And so far, it's done me pretty good, I guess.
Yes, I noticed it's been over doing you every time you come to the ring in and out, and it's like it keeps more people more into your work also.
Mm-hmm. The dancing around, the spinning, all that, it keeps people entertained. And, like, if it entertains the people, I believe it sells tickets, and people will keep coming back each time. So, like, as long as they're entertained, I'm happy.
Right.
With a few cross grabs and spins and moonwalks here and there.
Right. Yes, he is actually the fourth anniversary of him passing yesterday.
Yep, that was it's always a tough day for me. Like seeing his, like I said, he was one of my idols and whatnot. But of course, I was all decked out of my Michael Jackson gear that day, and it's gonna be the same way on his birthday.
Yeah. And and who are the top guys do you like working with?
The top guys I like working with, like off the bat, I would say Skull, who's also one of my best friends, and like currently who's pretty much turned into one of my biggest rivals, Mr. Jones. He's based out of Fairfax, Virginia. So far, like, those are my two top. If I had to pick two top people I love being in the ring with.
Right. And I've seen you also work with Robbie Moreno at RCW.
Yes, Robbie was a challenge. That he was. I liked working with him over at RCW. Like, kicked the crap out of me that he did, but still learned a lot from him.
Right. And also Alex Payne.
Alex Payne, a former Ring of Honor competitor, former CZW guys like the Runaways and Joe Gacy and Ryan Slater.
Yeah, they definitely are good workers. Yeah.
There's a handful of people, but the top two people I would like to say, Skull and Mr. Jones. There's like people in the business that you instantly click with, that like have that instant chemistry, and like those are the two guys that I would choose.
Right. And do you have plans on going to one day for the big three companies, WWE, TNA, and RH?
My top goal at this time, honestly, I am a huge fan of Ring of Honor. That is the number one company that I want to work for one day, hopefully one day soon. Just want to get more experience under my belt before I even try to get over there, because that is a company you have to have your A game with, that you have to be on your toes every single night. If you miss a beat, the crowd will let you know it. They'll let you know it. It's a challenge, but that's the number one place I want to get to.
Right. It's actually It's a lot of work ethic.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And,
but as for the other two, like TNA and WWE, everyone wants to go there. I mean, like, it's no secret that everyone wants to go there. I mean, more money, more exposure. Everyone wants to go there. I mean, like, I take it. Like, one day, like, I would hope to be there as well. But I like the baby steps, make my way up.
Right. And also, do you follow their products?
What was that?
Do you follow those three companies' product?
I do a lot, frequently. I always got to be up to date with what's going on with them. And if I'm not there to actually watch it, I'll DVR it. I'll catch up on it later.
Yeah, definitely. WWE is trying to find find their niche. They get more viewers back from the Attitude Era. They try to find what can get them back to for more. They can get more viewers. And there's more storylines that get more interesting with the Riott family coming in, Rotundo's kid,
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everyone is hoping. Just want them to see debut to possibly have a feud with the Shield also.
It all depends on how they bring him in as. I mean, right now, the Shield is a top heel team. It all depends on what they want to bring the Wyatt family in group. From by the looks of it, it looks like they're another heel team. So you never know with them.
Right.
And I guess for the Attitude Era, I mean, there was only one Attitude Era. You can never replace it. I mean, like, you can always try, but it's never really going to come close.
Right.
But right now, the top person I think is that would actually fit in the Attitude Era right now is CM Punk.
Right. Yeah, and also that they can do what they used to do during that time. They get away with certain things.
They're trying to do this in a PG type of setting, it's really not going to work out that well.
Right. And then with TNA, it's like they keep saying that they are WWE cast-offs, about a dozen of them in that company. But people got to realize that some of them just there for the fine work. Also,
okay.
They have another opportunity. Also, another place to work at, and also hopefully they can get more new faces in there soon from all over the indies.
Well, I mean, like that's their best bet. I mean, there's so many guys you can pick up off the indies and, like, just throw them into the mix and they would know how to adjust. Like, it's just, honestly, like I said a little bit earlier, it's all about, like, getting your exposure. So, however they market themselves, and like, we'll get them looked at better. I mean, they may be getting looked at right now.
They definitely, they've been trying this the gut check trials and stuff.
The gut check is a good thing. I mean, like, they only take so many applicants. As I've heard before, they only take about the top 20, I think that is.
Right. And they definitely need to also grow their OVW developmental system.
Yeah.
And do you have any upcoming shows that you want to plug?
Well, the next show I have is on July 6th at the Dubby Pub. It's in West Virginia. It's for actually Robbie Page runs his own federation out of there. It's called Independent Wrestling Federation. I actually will also be wrestling Skull at this event.
Yeah, that's what's up. And also, you the current, are you still currently the EWA Cruiserweight champion?
That I am, and proud to say that I am.
Yes, and I heard a lot of praise during your match when you was working the match, and they actually said it was a good match to see you win the title there.
Yep. Yeah. Got a lot of praise for that match. It's really an honor of being EWA Cruiserweight Champion. Looking at everyone who, like all the great wrestlers who held that belt in the beginning, Derek Frazier and Ruckus kicked off the Cruiserweight division. Went to war for that championship. From guys to them, like I said, my personal favorite, Adam Cole. That belt really means a lot to me, and it really means a lot that they trust me and they'll hold this championship with pride and like defend it with the dignity that it needs to be in.
Right. And I'll be seeing you also, and you've been also working doing ladder matches also in the past.
Oh yeah, one of my favorite matches to do. Last ladder match I believe I had was at EWA actually. I think that was actually my debut at EWA. Their ladder match show.
Yeah, you definitely a lot of bumps to take doing that.
Most definitely. The ladder match is grueling. A lot of falling involved. So, your body has to be in tip-top shape to compete in a match like that. If not, then it's just not going to go well for you.
Right. It's just like some type of, for like a car accident at the after effects.
Pretty much. That night at EWA, it seems as though that ladder just loved falling on me and nobody else. I swear that ladder fell on me probably a good 15 times, and no one else took a fall like that.
Right. Who do you want to also work with in the business one day or in the future?
Right now, I'm going to go back to it, and hey, maybe he's listening. One day I want to face Adam Cole. I think he is the top independent wrestler today. His work on the microphone, his in-ring work, he's got the look, everything about this man. I have no idea why he's not signed already, but hey, that's more chances for me to be able to face him one day soon.
Right. And he seemed like he's more, I see him comparisons to Shawn Michaels when he was in his prime also as a heel. And it's also comparison of also a younger Brian Pillman.
Yeah, I can see that as well. And I would say the comparison to Shawn is, it's pretty close to that. Pretty close.
Right. And definitely, WWE was definitely interested in him, but he just won't.
I heard he turned down that contract.
Right. Yeah, he definitely wants to have he won't accomplish everything at Ring of Honor.
And I hope he does.
Yes. He's one of the top talents out there. for any major companies.
That he is.
And also, do you see yourself trying out to other companies in the Northeast, like Dragon Gate USA or Evolve?
Can I see myself there? You never know. I mean, I would love to see myself there in Dragon Gate, Evolved, all the way to California, the PWG, all around. Those three companies that you, would, or they're on my radar as well.
Right.
It's all part of just getting there.
Right. And including also CZW?
CZW, yes. That's another company that I've been scouting out, actually, hopefully soon. Might see TJ Sykes there sooner than rather than later.
Right. Definitely a long company that's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And they do live up to their name as Combat Zone.
Right. And also, do you have interest in going overseas, like to Japan or the UK, the work?
I would love to. If ever given the chance, I would jump on it in a second. Overseas work, more on the side of I would love to go to the UK. I love their style of wrestling. I'm a big fan of technical wrestling, and I don't think anyone does it better than the UK.
Right.
It's very fluent. It's very old school, and I'm a big fan of the old school as well. So the UK would be one of the number one places overseas that I would love to be at.
Right, and I've seen some of their big companies over there where Sheamus and Drew McIntyre worked for before they was in WWE.
Yes.
Frontier, I think, Wrestling Association.
I believe so. I believe so. Yeah.
Yes, it was actually a good company to even have Doug Williams also in the past that worked there.
I'm huge fan of Doug Williams. Just another British worker I would love to be in the ring with. Him, along with him, people like William Regal, they know their stuff. No matter how old they are, they can still work an amazing match. Like William Regal, I believe it was either last year or the year before, him versus Dean Ambrose, or as a lot of people know him as Jon Moxley, put on a great match over at FCW. I loved it. And
right.
William Regal versus Cassius Ohno or Chris Hero. Also
right.
An amazing match.
Yeah, they are good matches. And, we're about to wrap it up. We're about to run out of time. It's an honor having you on Wrestling FBAB. You can come back anytime come back anytime to promote anything or just to talk about anything in the wrestling business.
All right. No, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on here.
Yes. And you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
All right. That was Starstruck TJ Sykes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we out of time. Wish us up at Wrestling X Factor group page right on Facebook. Or you can check out archives at blogtalkradio.com, Wrestling X Factor. Yeah, this is Wayne Benitez, Jared, signing off. Later.